ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Welcome back to Greenwood. It is the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine second quarter. You're tuned in. Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion. Guys, rain's coming down here in Greenwood.
As Barrett's going to take the snap here, they're going to stop this for whatever reason. Mount Home came out quick out of that quarter and snapped the ball. I don't know what we're stopping the play, but they're going to stop it. They're going to say false start on Mountain Home. Guys, that's a penalty you can't have as you're marching the ball. Yeah, ball second down and five. Came out quick, tried to catch Greenwood's defense off guard. Looks like you had them off guard, but then they got us for a false start penalty somehow.
Yeah, you can feel momentum, Brad, and that's the one thing you don't want. You don't want to give them one inch when you have this momentum on your side.
So start of this, Twin Lakes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, second quarter, Mountain Home trailing 7-0 as the time goes back to 12. Barrett's going to take the snap. He's going to keep it off the left side. He's going to be bottled up, guys. He has nowhere to go there, so he's going to try to fall forward, get back to the original line of scrimmage. That's going to bring up third down and 10. Is this going to be no gain on the play?
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine takes conservative approach to injuries and joint problems. Call them today, 870-424-3400. Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion.
Third down and 10 as the ball is going to be marked at the 27-yard line of Greenwood. Mount Home got a huge stop on a fumble, turned it back over, then was able to get off the field on fourth down, and here we are on this drive. Third down and 10 as Barrett's going to take the snap. He's going to get flushed to his left. He's going to keep the ball around the left side, but he's going to get brought down after he picks up about 2 or 3 yard lines. Guys, Paul Brixey came flying out of that linebacker position for Greenwood and was able to run Barrett down.
Yeah, you thought Barrett had the edge the way he looked like he was shifting gears, and then all of a sudden that linebacker shows up and just got him.
Fourth down and 7 here as Mount Home is going to keep their offense on the field as they have the ball inside the 25-yard line down the 24 of Greenwood. Barrett's going to take the snap. He's looking to pass. He's going to throw it over the left side. He's got Talon Palmer, but is going to be inside of his receiver. His receiver was running to the outside. Barrett threw it to the inside. The pass is incomplete. Greenwood is going to take over on downs now. Hit us up on the Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line, 870-321-6839. Got retired Army SFC John Mortison watching from Mountain Home.
Also got some good stuff in the YouTube chat, too. If you are watching on YouTube, feel free to chat in there. We'll be reading some of those as well tonight.
So Greenwood going to take over possession as Archer is going to keep the ball around the left side. He is going to take it now up the middle, cutback direction, as Barrett's going to bring him down and wrestle him out of bounds, but not after he's able to pick up about 15 yards all the way out to the 40-yard line. I mean, first and 10, Greenwood there as they pick up the first down by Archer by way of his legs. Archer going to put Raggio in motion again as he's going to just keep the ball off the right side this time, and he's going to try to cut back. Mountain Home did a good job there not letting Archer find that cutback lane.
That was the dog.
That's the dog. Dawson Dunlap in on that tackle. Also Aiden Setzer. Sometimes, guys, it's about gap discipline here, not letting him cut back as he picks up 3. Going to bring up second down and 7 as he pushed the ball out to the 43-yard line. Archer's got a bunch, trip receivers to his left, a single to the right. He's going to snap the ball and keep it around the left side. Mountain Home's going to try to string him out. He's going to get out past the 45 to the 47-yard line. And we're up third down and 2 as Greenwood's approaching Mountain Home territory here at midfield.
Really need your defense here to step up and make another big stop. They're doing – defensive line's doing a great job shifting there, flowing with the – play. You're going to need a big play right here.
Archer's got 2 running backs on either side of him. He's going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off. They're going to go straight ahead, and he is going to get right at the first down yardage as he creeps into Mountain Home territory, but it is going to be enough for first down yardage, as that is number two, Champ Davis, with a carry for Greenwood.
And again, Aiden Setzer making another tackle there. Way to go. That's how you handle the season, senior season.
This is what you want to see, long, sustained drives. Make them sustained drives, but we got to put the ball in the end zone ourselves, guys. We've been down there and had knocking on the door, but hadn't been able to do it yet.
How many times this season has our defense kept us in the game here, though?
Archer takes a snap as he's going to hand it off at the middle, and it is going to be for a short gain. The dog in there on the tackle, also Waffle House, Blake Vacco.
Smothered and covered.
Smothered and covered. What was our girl's name today that hooked us up on the video?
Sharice.
No.
Kendra.
Kendra. Kendra. Kendra at Waffle House. She
had a lot of followers. She had like 30,000 followers or something. That was crazy.
Archer going to take the snap as he's looking past, but Mount Home's got pressure on him. He's going to scramble up the middle, make tons of Mount Home guys miss as he's going to fall out of bounds, but he's going to get into Mount Home territories. He's going to pick up several yardages down to the 32 with his legs. And he looked back to pass, and we did a good job putting pressure on him, but he kept his footwork and was able to pick up positive yardage down to the 32, bring up first and 10 for Greenwood here with 8:26 left.
That's what I've been impressed with so far is his ability to scramble. I mean, he can definitely move in the pocket.
Archer looking to pass. He has all day here. Big Greeninger's putting pressure on him as he's rolling. The pass is going to be incomplete. Good job by Barrett Miller right there on coverage. Mount Home did an excellent job downfield on the Greenwood receivers. Guys, that is a coverage pressure right there. Archer just threw that ball, almost threw it away for his receiver. Get it incomplete. Second down and 10 at the 32-yard line.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tobias. His ability to maneuver in and around the pocket and then see that lane and shoot through it and get them 6, 7, 8 yards is impressive.
The second quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Archer going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off inside. His running back has room as he's able to weasel his way for good positive yardage. Going to bring up third down and short as he gets inside the 25. All the way down, let me say to the 23-yard line. You're going to bring it first and one. Is going to hand off up the middle. It's going to be Archer Keeper up the middle. He's going to push his way to the 20, and that's going to be enough for first down yardage as Greenwood enters the red zone, Mountain Home.
You need your defense to step up here and keep him out of the end zone.
And number 17 is Mario Dunbar for Greenwood, a little sophomore running back.
He's shifty.
He is. Archer's going to assess the defense. He's going to look over the sideline as the rain steadily pours down here at Smith Robinson Stadium in Greenwood. It's going to be a little pop
hold.
Pass. That should be a hold. It's not going to get called. Why? Probably because we're at Greenwood. They had Dawson Dunlap by both shoulder pads and would not let him get away. It was going to be a loss of yardage. Instead, they're going to pick up four.
They saddled him up like he was a fair ride, guys. They're going to have to charge a ticket admission next time.
Oh, man.
They're going to get him 5 yards as he gets all the way down the 15-yard line, second down and 5. Archer going to send a man in motion. They're going to do the same play the other side. They're going to get positive yardage down inside the 10 to the 9. That's going to be enough for first down yardage. It's going to be first and goal at the 9-yard line. Is that time to hit Grant Carnes coming across? First and goal, Greenwood at the 9-yard line, leading 7-0 here with 6:40 left in this Twin Lakes Orthopedic second quarter.
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Sports Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, effectively treating hips, knee, shoulder, and elbow, as well as ankle and foot pain. Call them today, 870-324-3400.
Archer's going to bring a man in motion. We'll snap the ball, and it's going to be a handoff inside.
Boom!
Actually, Archer's going to keep it around the left side. He is going to get just hammered. Had me fooled, guys. I thought he handed it off to Dunbar. Archer kept it around the left side and was introduced very quickly to the Mountain Home Bomber defense.
Aiden Setzer, Dawson Dunlap coming in with bad attitudes. Love to see that.
No gain on the – or actually, it's going to be a loss. They're going to push him out to the 14-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 5. We have second down to go from the 14. Archer's going to look to pass as he drops back. He has nowhere to throw it. He starts getting pressured. He's going to roll out to his right. He's going to make Dawson Dunlap miss as he goes down, and he is going to walk into the end zone. He is going to walk into the end zone from 14 yards out, look to pass the ball. He had nobody there. As he got outside, he had one man to make miss, and it was Dunlap. Dunlap dove to try to knock him down, unable to do it, and Archer was able to walk into the end zone for the score, putting Greenwood up 13-0 here with 5:30 left in the second quarter.
Yeah, he just kind of walked in and touched there, guys. Hate that. We've got to get more pressure on him if we're going to have success tonight.
Well, I mean, they were trying to, Tobias. I saw Eli Jones getting held from the backside.
But the kick is up and the kick is good. Sorry, Barkley. 14-0, 5:30 left here in this second quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The kick is going to be deep and fielded by Mountain Home at the 10-yard line. Palmer's going to bring it out. He's going to get to the 25, and that's where he's going to be wrestled down. Mountain Home will start their possession here in this second quarter, 5:23 left, trailing 14-0. Guys, we need a long, sustained drive, but we need to see pay dirt here.
We've got to. The offense has to find something here that clicks and works, and we got to figure out a way to get some points on that board.
Yeah, there's some wrinkles in here that I think that we're going to start to test, start to exploit, start to see if we can, you know, push the envelope in this area or that area.
5:23 left in this half. Mountain Home trailing 14-0, but with the ball at the 25-yard line. Bears going to take the snap. It's going to be a handoff up the middle. Chinwith is going to protect that ball with two hands as he's going to rumble out past the 25 to the 28-yard line. It's going to be a 3-yard gain. Going to bring up second down and 7.
I'll take 3 yards of pop all day, guys. That's how you wear these guys down. I mean, I think that's the recipe for success. Just keep grinding them.
Yeah, but 5 minutes left, Tobias. You need to score, and then you get that ball back at the second half. You need something in this next 4 minutes and 53 seconds.
It's pretty cool. I see on the back of the Greenwood jerseys, it all says Arrington. Have you noticed that on the nameplate? Pretty nice. Touch for them. Bear's going to take the snap. He's going to keep up the middle. He's going to be bottled up. He has nowhere to go. As Greenwood read that one perfectly. The yardage that we were able to gain on the first play, we lost on that play. It's going to be pushed back to the original line of scrimmage of the 25. Going to bring up third down and 10. And this is what you don't need right here on this play.
Yeah, that was exactly what you didn't need. You've got to find a way to keep guys out of the backfield so that Barrett's got some time back there to either hand the ball off or toss it.
But you also got to find a way to keep this drive going here. You can't give this explosive Greenwood offense a chance to put another score up here at halftime. Mountain Home content to let this play clock go down. Guys, it looks like we're going to call timeout. We're going to let this go down to 4-3, and that's what we're going to do. Mountain Home's going to call timeout. There's 3:56 left here in the second quarter, brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Give them a call today, 870-424-3400. Twins Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is conveniently located by the hospital at number 3 Medical Plaza Drive in Mountain Home.
Let's hear an ad from them.
You love working with young athletes and getting them on their road to recovery.
Yeah, there's a lot of injuries that occur, a lot of injuries that don't need surgery, just setting expectations and trying to get people back and playing through injuries or getting them better from injuries. I think that's very satisfying. Quality care in an expedient fashion, we're trying very hard to be that.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Don Franklin at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Rain continues to come down here at Greenwood. It's pouring.
is pouring down as Mountain Home's going to have the ball third and 10. Barrett's going to roll out to his right. He's going to get immediately pressured, but he's going to make guys miss. He's going to go around the left side. He's got first down yardage as he rumbles the ball out past the 35. He's going to get pushed out of bounds all the way out to the 40-yard line. Barrett rolled out right to try to pass the ball.
They got a player down.
They got a player down. That is number one for them. Barrett just outran him around the corner, guys.
That's going to be Kaylor Jasna.
Yeah, Kaylor Jasna. He came down. They did stop the play, so he's going to have to come out. But Barrett was able to turn something out of nothing there. Pick up first down yardage as he gets all the way out to the 40-yard line.
That's great. Great scramble. Great scramble right there by Miller.
Made something out of nothing there. He definitely did.
First down and 10, Mountain Home was able to get the ball to the 40 here. Barrett's going to take the snap. He's going to turn around, hand it off to Chenoweth. Chenoweth's going to pick his way inside as he's going to get tackled high, get hit hard as he gets hit high as he's running through the deal. But guess what, boys? He's a football player. He's all right as he picks up 4 yards.
No, that's what I was trying to say to you, Brad. Number seven, the Archer, he has spent the last few plays just staring at this Mountain Home sideline, just fuming.
Somebody's in his head. Somebody's in his head.
Yeah, somebody is in this guy's head, or he is just that intense.
I think he's that intense all the time. This is 3:12 left in the second quarter, brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Mountain Home trailing 14 to nothing.
He might be out there talking to Captain St. No.
But they have the ball. Second down and 6 at the 44-yard line. Barrett's going to take the snap, fake the handoff to Chenoweth, keep it around the left side.
Oh,
he's going to be hit from behind, and the ball is going to come out.
It's
going to be out of
bounds.
They're going to say the ball
is out of bounds.
They're going to say the ball's out of bounds. Somebody's over on down on the Mountain Home sideline, guys.
That is – I can't tell.
Is that Talon Palmer maybe over here on the sideline? That is.
Yeah.
Holding his left ankle, but they're going to say the ball was knocked out from behind from Barrett. The ball did go out of bounds before it was recovered. It's going to bring up third down and 6 at the 44-yard line, and we have a stoppage to play. What do we have? Anybody see what happened here?
I don't know. It's definitely getting chippy down there. You can definitely tell. I mean, these guys don't like each other.
Looks like we have a timeout. I don't know if it's for the injury or for Mountain Home or Greenwood. Not sure on that. Looks like a Greenwood took timeout there. Greenwood took a timeout there. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
A lot of cities claim to be unique, but are they really? Were they the off-season playground for legends like Babe Ruth and Al Capone? Do they sell beer made from thermal spring water that comes straight from the ground below? Do any of these places have a street that has a gangster museum on one side of the road and a national park on the other? Let me go ahead and answer that for you. They don't, because none of them are Hot Springs, Arkansas. For more info, visit hotsprings.org.
Third down and 6 as Mountain Home has the ball here. Hand the ball off up the middle. Chenoweth, he's going to stay patient, make him a miss out past the 50. Going to hold on with both hands as he gets wrangled out of bounds inside of Greenwood territory. Down to the 30.
Let's go!
46-yard line, 47-yard line.
Sorry, guys, trying to get the crowd pumped up there.
So Mountain Home does get first down yardage as they get into Greenwood territory. Guys, this is the third or fourth drive Mountain Home's had the ball in Greenwood territory, but yet to be able to put any points on the board.
They got to here, guys. They got to.
With 2:42, you got to get on.
The ball snapped here up the middle, and it's Dunlap at running back. Guys, Cudworth was over here still trying to get the play when the ball was snapped. He had his back turned to the defender. But nonetheless, Dunlap's able to move the ball inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. Picks up 3, going to bring up 2nd down and 7 with 2:25 left here in this first half.
A 3 on the play brings up 2nd and 7.
Back to the dog.
Back to the around the right side as he's going to run the ball. He's going to get stood up, but he's going to get positive yardage down to the 41-yard line. That's going to bring up 3rd down and manageable. We'll call it 4 for Mountain Home.
I mean, he's running hard, Brad, but when he's taking a hit, he's taking a hard hit.
He is, and that's bad for your defensive player side of things, too. 3rd down and 4 here as Mountain Home has the ball at the 41-yard line. Looking to the sideline to get the play. There's 20 seconds on the play clock. 1:46 left. Guys, we're in a tricky situation here. You gotta bleed this clock down as much as you can right here, but you still gotta give yourself enough time to maybe try to score and get some points on the board off this drive.
They're getting ready to dial up something special here.
Barrett's gonna keep it around the left side. Got good blockers out in front as he makes a couple guys miss. Gets first down yardage as he gets rolled down into the 25, 26-yard line. First down and 10. Guys, Mount Holmes' offensive line did an excellent job blocking that up around that left side there. First down yardage, Mount Home at the 26. Now we're looking to tempo it up a little bit as we're going to try to cap off this drive. We're going to go back to the same play here. Barrett's going to keep it around the left side. He's going to stay patient. He's going to get pushed out of bounds after picking up a nice chunk of yardage. We're going to say he gets down to the 20-yard line.
But you see what they're doing there. Archer's lined up on the right side, and they said, that's fine. Leave your All-American, leave your stud linebacker over here. We're going left. We're going to go left, and come chase us. Come get me.
Second down and four at the 20-yard line. It's Chenoweth back in for Dunlap now. Mount Home trying to go quick here. And it's going to be a timeout, Greenwood. Greenwood, they saw that Mount Home had an advantage. They're going to take a timeout to get set. We're going to take a short one with them. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
The future is not about a bond reaching maturity. The future is what my grandfather worked for. It's what my father carried on. It's my responsibility today. The future is my son's tomorrow. At the Stevens Private Client Group, we believe that our strength builds success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
So Mountain Home back here with second and four on the 20-yard line. Also, shout out to original Bomber class of 1941, Bud Bonehammer, U.S. Navy veteran, Buster and Kathy Bonehammer, watching from Mountain Home.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. 43-11, I think so it said. Yeah.
Wow.
Second down and four is the handoff's going to go inside the Chenoweth. He's going to stay patient. He's going to put his head down. He's going to get shoved and pushed all the way down to the 16-yard line. Going to bring a third down and short for Mount Home at the 16-yard line.
Clock's ticking.
It's going to be a keep this time. Barrett's going to keep it up the middle. I think he's going to get first down yardage, boys, and they are. He's going to get out to the 15-yard line. They needed a yard. They got maybe a yard and a half. We're at first and 10 here at the 15, but guys, we only got 34 seconds as the clock continues to run here left in the second quarter. Mount Home's going to take a timeout.
Ooh.
We're going to take a timeout. We're going to talk about this. We got 15 yards to go for the touchdown. And, guys, what do you call up right here?
My stomach is in my throat right now. With 28 seconds left, Brad, you have got to get points. I don't even know what you call up.
I think they're going to buy it hard on the run, guys. So, I really like, you know, some play action right here. Let's throw one up.
Throw it up, see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, the rains, it's coming out a little bit. But, I mean, I think you've got a recipe right now that could be really successful for you. Keep hitting us up in the chat line too. We got some interesting conversation going on in the chat right now about defense. We did see a Go Bombers number 3, Caden Dotson, is cheering on his football brothers. That's from Tasha Barnes. Keep hitting us up though in the chat, and also hit us up on the text line 870-321-6839. Tell us your veteran you're saluting tonight, where you're watching from.
Here's what I like, guys. I like this play right here. I think you turn around and hand it off. You get on the ball quick after that. Then you do a play action. They're expecting maybe a pass right here. I think you're going to do it. And Barrett's going to roll to the right. He's going to look to pass. He's going to throw it in the corner, and it's going to be caught. It is going to be completed. Barrett is going to complete the pass to Bryce Kincaid down inside the 10-yard line. They're going to give him the 5. It's going to bring up first down and goal from the 5-yard line as the clock stops as he gets pushed out of bounds. There we go. Can Mountain Home pick up 5 yards right here on the ground?
You got 23 seconds to get 5 yards. You got full 4 downs and 1 timeout left. Plenty of time.
It's going to be snapped this time. Ooh. The play is going to be stopped.
Greenwood's
going to call another timeout. Guys, this is more timeouts than Greenwood's probably called all year, They used them all in the first half. Should be 23 seconds left on the clock. Mountain Home's going to have the ball first and goal at the 5-yard line. We've been inside the red zone several times, guys, for Greenwood. We've not been able to get it in. We've been inside the 20. I know we turned it over down there. Got turned over on downs. But, guys, we got to punch this one in.
I hate to say this is the game, guys, this early. But, this is the game. This is going to be huge. I mean, to have that score going into half, complete different thing. I mean, it's a different plan even. What do you think, Barkley?
All I can think about is number 7, Cash Archer, looking on this sideline, jacked up over there. I want to send one of the Setzer boys, one of the Jones boys out there, give a free release on him and just go ahead and de-cleat him. De-cleat him.
Shout out to Big Grin 52, and shout out to my dad, Patrick Polson, former U.S. Navy veteran. So Mount Holmes is going to have the ball first and 10 at the 5 as they are going to go quick from the huddle or get over the ball. Barrett's going to keep it around the left side. He's got blockers out in front. He's going to get to the left side. He's going to get knocked and pushed out of bounds as he gets 1 yard inside the 4. It's going to give him 1 yard. It's going to bring it up first down and goal from the 4 with 16 seconds left here. Second down and goal from the 4, 16 seconds left.
And this quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Sports Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life's motion. Call them today, 870-424-3400.
John Stout watching from home. Go Bombers, class of 2012. Handoff's going to go around the left side. Chenoweth is going to get stood up. He's going to get pushed all the way back.
Timeout.
Mount Holmes going to call timeout here. Didn't get into the end zone. Actually, there's a player down. Mount Holmes didn't have to call timeout, I don't think. There's a player down for Greenwood number 78. But he's up now, but I think Mount Holmes is going to take the timeout. That is our last one of the half. So we first down and goal, or third down and goal, as Chenoweth got stood up. The ball's going to be placed at the 5-yard line when we get back from this timeout here. 9 seconds left on the clock. What do you do, guys?
I mean, now you got to put it on the shoulders of this big offensive line, guys. I mean, right there, they got stood up. But I think you got to ride it.
I think you throw it, Brad. Throw it. If it doesn't hit, you still got time to get your field goal unit out there. The clock's going to stop on an incomplete pass. There's more options when you throw that ball.
Yeah, I think you throw it into the end zone. It's one of those. This is either complete or it's in. This is either complete for a touchdown or it's incomplete. And this clock's going to stop. And we're going to bring our field goal unit out here, and we're going to at least get 3 out of this.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you on that one, Barkley.
How many timeouts do we have left?
None. We just used our last
one. That was it.
But I can tell you with certainty, I've called no plays right all season. So they're probably going to run it.
Well, whatever. We just hope they punch it in. Well,
here we go. It's third down and goal from the 5-yard line. As Barrett's got Chenoweth to the right. He takes the snap. He's going to roll. It's going to be a pitch out to Chenoweth. Chenoweth is going to look to pass, and he's going to throw the ball. It's going to be
incomplete.
Incomplete. We went with a halfback pass. Chenoweth tried to find Gus Wilbur in the end zone. Gus dove, almost came away with it. Incomplete pass, but there's 3 seconds left on the clock as Mountain Home trots out their field goal. Kind of like the play call right there.
I do, too. I really like that call.
He had Gus. He had a defender bearing down on him. I think he makes that completed pass. 3 seconds left on the clock from the left hash as Isaac Ballard is going to be in.
I'm a big Isaac Ballard fan now, guys.
Wet conditions. Make sure Bryce Kincaid can get this ball and get the snap down. Snap is going to be high, it's going to be fumbled. But Bryce is going to keep it. He's going to keep it.
Throw it.
He gets a block. Somebody throw it. It's going to be a blindside block as he throws the ball up and it's going to be caught and incomplete.
No.
There's a flag down on this side over here as there's an illegal blindside block.
Uh-oh, flag's on the far side.
There's a flag on the far side, too, here. The flag on this side is going to be an illegal blindside block as Boxstaller came back and de-cleated.
I didn't think that was blindside, man. He was play side. He was on his numbers. I mean, he just knocked the juice out of that kid.
But guys, that's what we got. The bad snap was high over Kincaid's head. He was unable to handle the ball. As I think the other side over there is going to be a personal foul after the play. Now, here's where this is going to play into effect, though, okay? This blindside block is going to happen during the play, right?
Right.
So they're going to decline that. But the play on the outside is going to have unsportsmanlike after the play. So what's going to happen there is that's going to be assessed on the second half kickoff.
If it all works out, like you said, yeah, that sounds about right.
Are you just agreeing with me?
I feel good about it. Okay.
So anyways, Mount Holmes set to get the ball on the second half kickoff. So that is going to be back with 15 yards. They should get it better off as we're trying to figure out what's going on. So let's see what the official says here.
Offsetting.
But here's my argument to that. The personal foul penalty happened after the play was over. The blindside block happened during the play. The personal foul happened after.
Aries on the sidelines right now talking to the side.
He is talking to him, trying to figure it out here.
That should be. I think you're right. That should be assessed on the kickoff and after the second half.
Regardless, Mount Home is going to be trailing 14-0 here in this first half, as we are going to go to our Berg Builder halftime show. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Looking for a meaningful way to give back this holiday season? Volunteer as a Red Kettlebell Ringer. You can help spread holiday cheer and support families in need. Whether you want to ring solo or gather a group of friends, family, or coworkers, every hour you spend ringing those bells help provide meals, shelter, and gifts for those who need it most. Ready to make a difference? Head over to registertoring.com to sign up and be part of something special this holiday season. Let's ring and hope together.